Hello and welcome to our first official episode of Greenish, the only podcast that discusses what money and kale have in common.
From money and kale to mindfulness and capital, our mission is to discuss this intersection while speaking to the entrepreneurs that fuse both.
We're your hosts. I'm Ari.
And I'm Kate.
And today we have the pleasure of speaking with Ali Egan, the founder and CEO of Veracity Self-Care.
Can't believe we're finally doing this. We have been talking about this for literally 7 months, and we're so thrilled to be talking with y'all today.
I know this has been in the works for literally so long, and we are so happy to finally share Greenish with you guys.
Okay, Ari, I'm so excited about our first guest. Today, we're talking with Ali Egan. Ali is the founder and CEO of Veracity Self-Care, a revolutionary beauty and wellness brand empowering women through at-home hormone and pH level testing and a holistic, data-driven approach to skincare. Prior to founding her company in 2020, Ali was the CEO of fashion brand Cynthia Rowley, and prior to that, led the product, e-commerce, and digital marketing teams at Estee Lauder's top brands, including La Mer, Clinique, and Origins. Ali began her career investing in consumer and beauty brands at L. Catterton. She graduated from the University of Virginia and holds an MBA from Harvard Business School.
Yeah, so in addition to this very impressive resume, Ali actually raised her first round of capital when she was 9 months pregnant and is now actually expecting her second child next month. Ali embodies the Greenish mission. She's both an ambitious entrepreneur who leads her company with purpose and exemplifies a dedication to wellness. Ali, thank you so much for being here. We are so excited to chat with you.
I'm so excited to be here.
So, Ali, in the Greenish spirit, we want to kick off each episode with a discussion about your roots, your background, your childhood. What did this look like for you?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm excited to be here. And to start from sort of the beginning, I grew up outside of Philadelphia and was always, you know, a pretty active kid, both in academics and in sports, and found my way to the University of Virginia and just had a great time, you know, being there. I think it's like the perfect mix of like academics and social and exposure you get. And then, you know, when I was there, I studied foreign affairs and business, and left UVA to go to New York and start my career originally in investment banking. So, was not what I had gone to college intending, but that's where I ended up off the bat.
So you were a business and foreign affairs major at UVA, and with such a multifaceted skill set and clearly a very impressive portfolio of roles in different industries throughout your career, what did you think you were going to be back when you were in college? And did you ever feel like your major put limitations on your career? I know that a lot of students feel really pigeonholed in a career path just because of a specific major they picked when they were 18 years old.
Looking back, I've had people tell me that I've been very strategic in my career progression, and I almost laugh at them because I'm like, some of it is strategic and some of it, I think, you have to like leave yourself open to the right opportunities, and also like invest in your self-reflection, I call it, to like know when something's going to be a good fit or not a good fit. I would say, you know, and then a lot of it is luck. So when I was at UVA, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And part of what I wanted to do was like not close any doors. I'm like, I love having options and being interested in lots of different things. And even my company now, like I joke that like, we do so many things because we basically have like three different businesses like built into one. And so, you know, I kind of more went along with the flow and had heard of like finance and investment banking and had heard like, hey, if you're studying business and, you know, you want to have the option to sort of go do anything afterwards, this is a great place to get a good foundation, do all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, let's, you know, start there. It will allow me to like build my resume without closing any doors and really kind of actually see what I want it to be when I grew up. And from there, like I said, I think it's important to just stay attuned to what you like and what you don't like about any job, even if it's not your dream job. And so when I was in investment banking, I did a lot of things. I did like insurance and med tech and other things, but I did do a little bit of consumer, and that's what like started to really pique my interest when I'm like, wow, like it's so cool to like think about the business behind like a real brand and consumer product. So from there, I was lucky enough to then go into private equity and then start investing in consumer brands. And then I got really, really close and got to like really understand like what a CEO of a consumer brand did, what like a CMO did, and how to even think about opportunities within that space. And that's what like really gave me the confidence and direction to say, I want to sort of pivot my career from the finance world to the brand operations world. And that's when I went to business school and then started working for Estee Lauder. College is such a great place to obviously like get the foundations and just, you know, try to use your time to explore new things, read about things, just like, and like I said, like really just pay attention to what interests you and then try to find jobs and people that you'll work with that like align with those like principles about yourself.
I love that. I feel like even for like Ari and I, like so much of it is like the paradox of choice. It's like, well, I'm interested in this, but I could be interested in this. And I like your advice, like really opening yourself up to every possible option.
Okay, Allie. So even before you started Veracity, you've always been a girl boss. We know you began your career in banking and retail companies and followed this consumer transaction role from the private equity side at L Catterton, which invests in some of the leading consumer brands we know and love, including Gani, Equinox, Core Power, and Savage Fenty.
Which is so cool. Those are some of my favorite brands.
You then transitioned from financing these companies to starting your own functional medicine powerhouse. You literally met a need many consumers didn't even realize they had.
And something that so many of our friends ask Ari and I is, what is functional medicine and really wanting to implement this in their lives? And something that we always tell them is root cause is the root of functional medicine. So before we get into Veracity's mission and what you do, which we're obsessed with, what is the functional medicine philosophy to you?
For me, the functional medicine philosophy is taking a whole health approach, which means like, you know, our medical system has developed for a number of reasons with specialties, right? Like we train these amazing doctors, but we ask them to do these like highly technical things. Like even right now I'm pregnant, my, you know, OBGYN, she's basically like a baby surgeon. Like if no other way of thinking about it. Like her job is to like literally care for the mother and like potentially do surgical interventions when needed to like get a baby out, right? It's amazing to have these like super talented individuals who are super specialized. But what we've lost along the way is like we're uber focused on every single, I call it like micro problem and the micro solution that can get there. And functional medicine is really about like thinking about the whole person from like starting with the questions that you asked me, kind of like, how was your childhood? What are your parents like? What is your, you know, the genetic, the environmental, the stress factors that you've been through in your life? And then what's going on today? So that when you're thinking about like diagnosing problems, you're not only like, you know, for example, acne, like when you're looking at like trying to understand why you have acne, you're not only looking at the surface of your skin, but really like also what's going on with your hormones and how that's affecting your gut and your sleep and these other things that we know all are, you know, your body is this holistic thing. So we should approach it and care for it like it's one cohesive thing.
Yeah. And I think it's really helpful to hear you say that. I think something we really want our listeners to understand is that no two bodies are the same.
So a major theme throughout our health journeys is bioindividuality. And we'll get into this more later, but we know this is a root pillar of the establishment of your company. I love it because you say health starts from within.
something we always hear is beauty starts within and health starts within. And Veracity really takes this to the next level.
So you recently launched your skin and health test along with your new skincare line. Could you tell us a little bit about what these offer, along with what the main pain point was you were looking to alleviate?
Definitely. Women don't need help being told that they have acne or dryness or whatever. That's the obvious stuff. What we need help with is figuring out why, because there's lots of the symptoms have lots of different potential underlying causes, and then there's different ways to treat them. So what I love about our skin and health test is we approach this, what is right for you from within. So it's a super simple spit test. You spit in a tube, you mail it back. And then your personalized routine that you get is not just, of course, it has skincare involved. And, we have some amazing products that are, which I can talk more about, but it also is this holistic recommendation and personalized routine for you that also includes supplements, diet changes, exercise and sleep habits that are, specifically tailored to your unique hormones and hormonal imbalances and help you to really get those results that you're looking for, both in the near term and the long term.
That's incredible. And we know you mentioned that 36,000 unique recommendations can be made from one tube of spit. 36,000?
Yeah. Can we just take a second? Kate and I read that online and our jaws actually dropped.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. When you think about everyone talks about stress, for example, but to actually see what your cortisol is and be oh, that's why. And then we tell people what that means for their skin, but then how it's also potentially connected and to these other symptoms they could be observing, disrupted sleep or jitteriness or irregular periods or, any of these things. And it really creates what I call this aha moment for people, which is I felt I had my aha moment way too late. And that was kind of the inspiration for starting the brand and the company. So I had my skin was pretty fine. And then out of nowhere, I started getting this really dry, flaky skin, and not just the kind where you put a little moisturizer on and it's fine, but it was hard to cover up. And I felt I was just caking on makeup and trying to cover it up. And I had gone to see my dermatologist. I'd of course Googled everything, and both places were just oh, it's contact dermatitis. Something is irritating your skin. Stop using XYZ product, use something else, et cetera. Give your skin a break. So I did all that. I was super obedient, and I didn't get results. I went through this up and down where it would get a little better, then it would come back. And that lasted for almost 4 years. And it wasn't until I was trying to start a family with my husband and we weren't having success. And I ended up going in for fertility related hormone testing, and they uncovered that I had an issue with my thyroid, which I later learned was the underlying root cause of both my infertility and also the direct cause of my skin issue. Once I was actually treating the right thing, I've literally never had the skin problem again. And it just in my mind, I was wow, how frustrating that my skin was telling me not only there was an answer that I could have gotten to just solve my aesthetic problems, but it was also hey, something else is up in your body and here's a sign. But I didn't have the tools, even as someone who was seeing a doctor, was working at some of the best skincare brands in the world. If I didn't have the tools to get to that root cause answer, I knew a lot of other women didn't. And so that's sort of, we really believe in at Veracity. Not only can you get your best skin by focusing on what's really going on in your body that drives your skin health, but you can also really get on the best path to overall health by, listening to the signals of your body and being able to, react to those.
So if we're being honest, I think Veracity really, really struck a chord with me early on because actually, so it's kind of similar to you. I last year in the fall. It kind of started in the summer, but it really picked up in the fall, developed this really, really bad case of chronic bronchitis. And I cannot tell you how many doctors I went to because it got worse and worse. And I had to start taking my blood oxygen levels every day. And you know, your blood oxygen is supposed to be at like 98, 99, 100. It's supposed to be up there. Mine was routinely at like 93, 94, and then dropped down to like 89 pretty often, to where it was, yeah, it was not good. Like I would go upstairs and I would get so lightheaded, and it was like, luckily class was online at that point, so I wasn't really walking around ever, but that's not really a good thing.
That's not a long-term life solution.
Exactly. So, but with that, every doctor I saw was just like, oh, this is just like a weird case of chronic bronchitis. You're probably like, it's probably because of the cold. Like you're from Texas. Maybe it's something with the cold in North Carolina because it doesn't get very cold where you've grown up. And I was like, okay, I feel like there's more to this. So I got a bunch of blood tests done, and it turns out I'm actually really allergic to a bunch of things, and it had to do with my allergies. So I started doing like allergy shots and whatnot, and I haven't had any issues this season.
Right. It's like so amazing. Like it's like, if you're otherwise healthy, like people don't do testing, which you need to do testing to like figure out what's going on, whether it's like simple things or bigger things. But oh, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but so glad you like finally feel like you get some answers, you know?
Definitely. Yes. I mean, I don't love shots, but hey.
Fair enough.
I think that's another interesting point too, because skincare as a whole is pretty accessible. Like we can go to the drugstore and get it. We can go to a specialty store and get it. But what Veracity does is like the science aspect isn't accessible. And that's something I always experienced was, okay, I get my hormones checked and it's a doctor in the white lab coat handing me a sheet of paper with a bunch of hormones and different levels that I can't even pronounce. And if I can't pronounce it, like, I don't know what's going on in my body. And I remember getting them checked and having really, really low estrogen. And I was just kind of like, okay, interesting. I don't really know what that is. And then having hormonal acne and having really, really bad fatigue and feeling exhausted all the time. And nobody ever told me that they were connected. And so it's kind of like that symptom. And then having the information and then Veracity actually saying like, okay, no, this is how you can be like empowered moving forward and apply it. And I think that's incredible and so, so needed.
Well, and something Kate and I have definitely talked about so many times is in a world where we have so much information given to us on a daily basis, like so much information is at our fingertips at all times, but it doesn't feel digestible at all. And how Veracity is really, really closing that gap.
100%. It's like breaking down like real, like science-based health-based, personal health-based wellness into like the now, so what do I do about it now?
Yeah. It's like one source of truth. You just need like one source of truth. You don't need a billion articles that you cannot comprehend and just all contradict each other too.
And that aren't like clickbait and other things. Yes. Like I always say that we're like in this like world of like everyone wants like the answer. So like that's why like Google exists, like what is the best serum or the workout to lose 5 pounds or, you know, whatever. Like everyone's the solution. And we can still make it simple, but like the reality is like there's no like the right solution that's right for everyone. Like two examples I like to give are like, one is biotin, which is like within beauty, like everyone's like, oh, you want better like skin, hair, and nails, like take a biotin supplement. But if you actually look at the research, there's very clear linkages for women who are acne prone for various reasons. If they take biotin, it's going to make it worse, right? So that's actually not a good idea for a handful of people. And then another example I like to talk about is on the diet side. For example, like there's all this like talk on like intermittent fasting. But there's also like what they fail to tell you is that those studies have been mostly done on men and potentially postmenopausal women. And there's lots of different fluctuations within menstruating women where it does not have the same positive impacts of like weight loss and energy gain and et cetera. So while intermittent fasting can be a good solution for you at certain times, or certain times of the month, even, it's really not like a blanket, you know, best of diet kind of thing. And we're trying to, you know, enable people to have, to not have to like go do all the crazy research themselves, but to get those like, you know, personalized, this is actually right for you sort of answers so they can, you know, go and live their life and not have to worry about, that stuff.
Yeah. So as you're talking about the difference in philosophy behind the skincare companies and the difference that Veracity takes with personalized solution versus a one size fits all approach, did your previous positions at Clinique and La Mer and Origins fully prepare you with the confidence and the skill set to launch your own skincare company? Or was there anything surprising or challenging about the process of actually developing your own product?
I would say two things. Like one, if anyone like who listens to you guys like has like entrepreneurial ambitions, like one thing to know is like creating something that hasn't existed before, like no one knows what they're entirely doing. And so you kind of have to figure it out where you go along. So that being said, I think having connections and exposure and knowing how to do that stuff allowed me to do it with more confidence and find the right partners. Because like, look, obviously I'm not a chemist. I'm not a skincare chemist. I'm not a doctor. So like the very first things I did when I was building the company were, I probably talked to like 150 different physicians and built our founding physician advisory team, which is again, a whole health approach. So we have a dermatologist, of course, but we also have an OBGYN, an endocrinologist, a functional medicine doctor, and a nutritionist. And they helped us to figure out like, what should we test? How can we test it? We ran like a pilot group with women and did like an actual study on like what the effects, were and what we could measure that like really mattered for, skin health. And then on the, you know, the product and brand side, I think having worked at brands like Clinique and La Mer just gave me a real clear vision for like where we could stand out and do something different. And like, if you go to our website, you can like see our packaging and like, we have this like really bold, like green and gold colors, which I think stands out a lot within the world of skincare. And what we wanted to do differently was like, I think beauty like still always needs to be this, like this positive experience every day when you're pulling your products out of your medicine cabinet, like you feel like good and like you're treating and investing in yourself in the right way. And it doesn't need to be this like cold clinical experience. But we also wanted to build like a brand about like sort of like empowerment and self-discovery, right? Because it's about like you feel good when you know that you're making the right decisions for yourself. And so we had like talked about like doing the antithesis of like a Clinique, which is a great brand and they have like some great things, but you know, they're just kind of this like fun and cutesy mixed with clinical sort of side of things. And we really wanted to be more like, you know, about trust and empowerment and getting you the facts in a way that like you could digest and use for your real life. So, I know that was kind of all over the place, but I think the answer is like, of course, any of these experiences and learning from big brands that people know and love is so, so valuable. But it's also really fun to just sort of start from scratch and create something, you know, and listen to our customers and people and really see where we can be of value to them in a different way.
You know, I think you talk about a lot of things that our listeners can really find value in. One of which being that if you want to do something that's never been done before, you can only learn so much from your competitors because at some point you're going to redefine the industry or maybe even create a new industry altogether. So I definitely love that you specifically talk about listening to your customer because at the end of the day, that's the reason you're going to be successful.
When I was on y'all's website, something that I saw was you have these sweatshirts that say habitually grateful, which I love. And this was something I was thinking about is I've never seen a skincare company create like a statement of gratitude. So what does this really mean to Veracity?
Oh, it means so many things. Well, it first comes out from the name Veracity, which means like habitually truthful and like commitment to truth. So like originally we made like these habitually, which we still have, habitually truthful sweatshirts. And so like that's sort of our commitment to our customers. It's like, we're going to be honest about like what we do, what we don't do, what, you know, what advice we're giving, where it's coming from, like all that stuff. That I think is so, so, so important, and that the root of who we are. And then we, like, as a team, we were like, well, what are the other things that, like, we want to be habitual about? And, like, one of the big ones, and obviously, especially around the holidays, was really, like, a practice of, like, gratitude. And that's, like, gratitude overall, self-gratitude. You know, I think a lot and talk a lot about just the gratitude where we are in the precipice of health and women's health, particularly where we're finally able to shine a spotlight on these things and get answers. I think we're like sort of still at the beginning of it. I mean, the fact that most dermatological studies are still done on men is like crazy, but we're starting to get there, and we're going to continue to get there. And both like from the truly medical research side, as well as like what we're doing and like the information that we're collecting and hopefully, you know, contributing to that effort. So anyway, that's a long way of saying, we just wanted to like, as a brand, it's more about this like commitment to a certain lifestyle where it's like, I want to be habitually truthful. I want to be habitually grateful. I want to, you know, sort of commit to something that's going to better myself and balance myself overall.
I absolutely love that. And I know you discussed the importance of being humble when you're starting a company or doing something that's never been done before. You mentioned talking to people that are the best at their craft and surrounding yourself with people that are truly better than you. We know that you're a venture partner at Meridian Street Capital, which invests in other healthcare companies. So what other aspects of your life do you pull from in order to be the best CEO possible?
Oh, goodness. that's a tough question. I think, you know, it's funny. I have reflected, like, even in the 2 years that I've been working on Veracity, like, my job has changed so much, like, from starting out as a single founder where I'm, like, having every conversation, doing everything, into now we have, like, a real team. And, you know, a lot more of my job is thinking about, like, how to empower other people, what our overall strategy is, and how to, like, you know, get... make sure everyone's on the same page and really like lives and breathes that every day. But I think for me, it comes down, and why I touch all these different worlds and why I have a skincare brand and a testing company and a content company, like all in one, is like, I love being curious. And I think that's something that, you know, hopefully I'll teach my children, and we can't, like, that's what's so fun about like college, right? Is like, you get like, that's all you get to do is be curious, sign up for classes that you haven't done before, try new things. And I think like keeping that curiosity throughout your lifetime will allow you to like bring that passion of like figuring new problems out. And in using the skills that you've gained to make more progress along the way, rather than just being like a curious observer, but like a curious, like, you know, person who really contributes. So yeah, I guess like the personal attributes is just like, you know, if you, something piques your interest, like even if you don't think you're an expert in it, like, you know, trying to figure out why and what you know, what you don't know, and go from there.
Do you also think it's necessary to go into finance before founding a company? I know that you worked with a lot of high growth companies and use this business knowledge with skincare industry experience really as the building blocks for Veracity. And I know being an undergraduate in our university's business school, there is a lot of emphasis and encouragement on going into finance at the outset of your career. Do you think it's a necessary step to becoming an entrepreneur? I know we've been talking about how there is no one-size-fits-all approach to skincare, and the same definitely applies to career, but I'm curious what you think.
Yeah, I think it's a very valid point, but I don't think you like have to start your career in finance or start your career anywhere to like be a successful entrepreneur or to switch into something else. But what I think the principle is like, you do need to understand business. And part of understanding business is understanding like numbers and ways that you get there. For example, like part of my job is like, to make sure we don't run out of money. And so that is good training to have to like be able to think about like, oh, like how much are we paying for inventory? When are we going to sell that? Like, so it's not about being this like uber, like financial person, like just doing Excel modeling or something all day, but it's about like understanding what drives businesses and what like allows you to have a successful business, meaning that you have money to employ people and pay for products and do all the things that you need to do. So I would say, however you decide to like pursue your path, whether it's like starting in a more formal finance role and using that as training for something else, or maybe starting a marketing role, like numbers and the things that drive business, like you should make sure that you get exposure to regardless, because that's what's going to allow you to be a successful entrepreneur or be a general manager, you know, be able to like be the CMO of a company or the CEO of a company. Like, you need to be thinking about all those things, and not just like the really cool, sexy things.
So Kate and I absolutely admire the fact that you began your career in baking, which is a notoriously male-dominated field, but your staff and board at Veracity are 100% female. So could you tell us a little bit more about the female drive being inherent to your company?
Sure. And our company's board. So like our actual like board of directors for the company too is all women too, which is
even
cool.
Better.
I know, it's funny. Like I literally was like the only woman and now I have only women. And which won't always be the case. I think diversity in lots of different ways is important, right? Male, female, like black, white, orange, green, you know, like whatever is so important. But like ultimately, like, look, we are creating a product right now focused on women and women's skin health. And so I think what like our fundamental principle for managing our business is really about doing what's right for each individual customer. And so we have to have people around the table that like get her because they are her. And so that's how we've, you know, thought about it so far. But that doesn't mean that's the only place we'll ever be. And then like in the future, it's good to get like diverse perspectives from other places too. So, but I think having that foundation of like being our customer is where we wanted to start and then grow from there.
Yes. That right there is something that our professors frequently talk about. I mean, like you said, Veracity gets her because you are her. You definitely have done a great job empathizing with your customer to figure out what she needs and how she'll best respond to those findings. For all our listeners that are studying empathy maps in school, this is a perfect example of how they actually matter in real life. So do your homework. It sounds like it'll pay off.
And also, you are expecting your second child next month, which is so exciting. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
We know you're also a marathoner and you run with Central Park Track Club with my sister Caroline, who speaks so highly of you. What are some ways that you take control of your physical and mental health as an entrepreneur amidst a busy schedule and also being a mom?
Yeah, I think it's so important to not, like as women especially, we're like, we have this, it's actually really cool. Our functional medicine doctor talks about like the hormones actually that drive this like nurturing, giving sort of aspect, especially during your like menstruating years. And you really feel like literally biologically, you're taught to like serve others, whether it's your company or your mom or your husband or boyfriend or your kids. And it's like, you know, a lot of people have used this analogy, but it's like your cup. And like, if you're only like pouring out of your cup and never filling your cup back up, like you're not going to have anything else to give. So I do think like a really important part of like overall like health and wellness from both a physical and mental perspective is like finding ways to like refill your cup. And like for me, like I really love going for a run in the morning. Like that is my time to like recharge and like think about myself. And so it's great. Like my husband like is super supportive and he's like, nope, I know you need that time. And so I will give it to you. And that's changed. Like, you know, thank you for like, I am like a marathon runner, although I haven't run a marathon in since goodness, 2018 because of pregnancy and then a pandemic, or like the combination of those two things along the way. I think just being able to have that time to just really be with myself and my thoughts and then feel good about myself for the rest of the day is like what drives me. So like that can be so many different things for different people, but just like not having any shame about like taking that time or in investing in yourself.
Definitely. And I mean, I feel like so many people nowadays refer to that as like being their me time. And I think especially because of COVID and the pandemic and just everything thereafter it, people have realize that it is so important to take that time for yourself. But I know, so the idea of getting to the root cause is an essential pillar of Veracity's foundation and is definitely something that I can relate to in my own life. And I also actually use running as my therapy, but less so like high intensity speed oriented workouts and more so like a long, easy run without music.
Mm-hmm.
Without, how do you run without music?
My whole family thinks I'm like totally crazy, but I promise I don't do it that often. But I mean, Allie, can you relate to this? Tell me I'm not crazy here.
No, you're not crazy. Like sometimes just like listening to, I mean, I do have my AirPods a fair amount of times, but like just like listening to like your breath and like just being with your own thoughts is like so awesome as well.
I love that. I love to run as well, but definitely with the music. And I think whether it's like skincare or anxiety, like looking at the root is so huge. And something that I always do is like this thing called a brain dump. And I just get like, if I'm feeling anxious, I get a piece of paper and I set a timer for 5 minutes and I just write every single thing that's on my mind, because so much of the time I have no idea why I'm anxious or I have no idea why I'm feeling that way. And at the end of the 5 minutes, I look at the piece of paper and I'm like, there are the reasons. Like that is the root cause. And growing up, my mom never let us take like Tylenol or Advil or anything. And all my friends thought I was crazy. But my mom was like, if you have a headache and you take that, like you're treating the symptom and you're kind of limiting what your body's trying to tell you. And so I think that is so fascinating. It's something that I feel like people that don't exactly share that philosophy, Veracity is such an incredible like gateway into that.
Yeah, I love that you also just do your own practice. Like that's something I talk about like all the time. And like I write like a monthly like kind of blog on our site, and one that's coming out is on like, for me, like I've thought I was trying to like always live this life of balance, right? Like everyone always talks about like, how do you have balance? How do you have a career and kids and whatever? And I'm like, for me, that was like really stressing me out for a long time. Cause I was like, I don't know how to have balance. And it's like probably why my husband and I waited to have a family. And then we had issues and like all this stuff. But for me, what it came down to is like, I was like, I need to like stop prioritizing balance, cause that's not working for me. And like, start focusing on joy, what I call. And like, but I love these practices of like, whatever works for you, like whether it's like the brain dump or, you know, a run without music or whatever, like that's the thing that you should do.
Absolutely. And it's so funny that you say that. I feel like in today's world, I mean, especially being a student, we have this glorified idea that you have to do it all and you have to do it all very well, instead of just doing the few things that you feel like fill your cup and you're just content with that.
Yeah. And it's almost like balance is like kind of a sense of pressure. It's like, are you allotting enough energy to this area of your life? How are you supposed to know that? And so I like that idea of like joy coming first.
So, okay, we love your motto, which is your best skin starts within. And this totally provides value with your own brand, but I think it's a lot more than that, because Veracity is really a healthcare solution. I mean, you've researched the how and why rather than just the what, and you've done it in a way that allows others to join you on this really cool educational journey.
Kind of as we've been talking about, you know, skincare being a little bit more accessible and science just being inaccessible and confusing and so many different sources of truth. And something that I love, and Ari and I have been reading over and over again, is your hormone and ingredients glossary on your website. For everyone listening, this is an incredible list from cortisol to DHT. I think I learned more from this glossary than I have from reading a million articles.
And like half my science classes. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad it's like a helpful resource. That's the intention.
It's really empowering for consumers to have testing that really surpasses skincare. I mean, Veracity reveals underlying imbalances and hormone issues through measurements in consumers' unique biofactors. I know that you yourself struggled with your own skincare journey, and you sort of alluded to it a little bit earlier in the episode, but could you share a few transformational stories from consumers that have used Veracity?
Yeah, I mean, for my own story, like, obviously, like I talked about, like my issue was like my underlying like thyroid that was then depressing like other hormones. And like, really what's helped me is, you know, I do have like thyroid medication that I take, which is like for, you know, each person totally different. But then I actually like cut gluten out of my diet because I realized like gluten is a known endocrine disruptor that's especially bad for people with like thyroid issues, because it like the gluten molecule like looks the same in your body as like the thyroid hormone. And so your body's like, oh, I have enough, so I don't need to make more. And there's like so many like chemicals are like both natural and man-made that like basically screw up our body's signals. Like at its core, like your hormones are so amazing because like they are literally like the messengers for every single major bodily function, whether it's you know, metabolism and diet, skin health, fertility, mental health, all of these things. And so by measuring like a few key hormones, you can actually like see what signals your body is trying to send. And it helps like, so for example, like people, a lot of people talk about like, they come to us and they're like, I have acne. I know it's because when I eat dairy, but then they take our tests and like, what's so cool about measuring hormones is your hormones like show the impact of those like diet decisions and really how it's affecting your body, then setting off this like chain reaction of other things that then will lead to the acne and also, you know, the other symptoms that you might be observing, like IBS type symptoms. And so they're really like the best factor to measure, to like sort of like narrow in on the root cause and then start to like, you know, make those changes. But from like a couple of other like fun customer ones is like, you know, we have one customer who she was like having some anxiety issues, and she actually took her Veracity results to her psychiatrist, and they like changed her medication because they didn't realize she actually had low cortisol, and there was like different implications for her medicine with that. Another big one that like touches me is like, you know, again, a lot of people do come to us with like acne, like saying like, I get hormonal acne, I'm trying to figure it out. And so we've had a few women come and like, we don't diagnose, but like, you know, we kind of give you some information that then you can take and get other treatment. And there's been a few women that learn that they have like PCOS or the signs for PCOS, and then they go see their doctor. And it's just like, it's so awesome because then they get their answer and then they get a treatment plan that like works for them, which sometimes is like all natural remedies. Sometimes it's medicine. Sometimes it's a combination of both. But to me, like why focus on skin, right? Like obviously I came from the skincare world, so I know it, but like, I just, it's where women are motivated to take, and men, but it's where people take action, right? Cause like you can have like painful periods for months and you just sort of like grin and bear it, especially like, and we're just told like, suck it up, but like when you're like constantly seeing stuff on your face that like you have to present to the world, you're finally going to go and like get some help, whether it's like a product, doctor, et cetera. And so I think it's like so cool to start there, be able to get people the aesthetic results they're looking for, and then also really like help them improve their overall health.
Okay, Kate, are you ready?
Oh, yes. This is my favorite part of our show.
Just so our listeners are aware, our episodes will always start and end the same. Just like you guys already heard us talk about Allie's roots at the beginning of this episode, we'll end by talking about guests' experiences during the most influential and honestly outright crazy time in their lives, their 20s.
Since our listenership is primarily college students and those in their early careers, we want to center this last segment on them. And because those years tend to fly by, this is more of a speed round with questions. Allie, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Alrighty, so to kick things off, our first question is something that many kids have probably wondered at some point in their schooling. Allie, is it necessary for aspiring entrepreneurs to attend business school? You kind of already answered this, but let's just give it a yes or no.
No, it's not. Totally not. I mean, it's great. I love business school, but definitely not necessary.
If you could go back in time and give College Allie one piece of advice, what does she need to know?
Maybe not to worry so much. I think we're all worried about making the right or wrong decisions and just have sort of like trust in your instincts and hard work.
For college age aspiring entrepreneurs, what should we be doing now to prepare us? I mean, I don't know about you, Kate, but I want to be the CEO one day.
Oh, me too.
Doing what you're doing right now, which is like talking to people. The more people you meet and hear, it's like you get to, you know, because you're going to start a job and maybe you'll work at that job for 2 years, maybe you'll work there for 10 years. But I think like being a good CEO or entrepreneur is about like bringing in like experiences and lessons from like all different people and places. So just keep talking to people.
I feel like hormone health is something a lot of people don't think about until it's too late. And I know at the Integrative Institute of Nutrition, something we learned about over and over again was the history of hormones and how women were kind of just ignored in this area and even gaslighted, kind of just like dismissed and told symptoms of hormonal imbalance were just in their head or it's just stress. Like, take a Tylenol, make a relaxing cup of tea and just get over it. And this whole area went unexamined. So now that we have so much more information around this, what are some actionable ways our listeners can take control of their hormone health, especially in our 20s?
Yeah, well, of course you can take our skin and health test and actually know what's going on in your hormones. But like, we also like have a lot of content that like, if for whatever reason, that's not right for you right now, that you can sort of like learn about some symptoms you're having and sort of self-assess and say like, oh, that might be because I might be getting these really painful cramps because I have like a high estrogen. And really like one thing I can do to start solve that problem is eat a lot more fiber, eat a bunch of Brussels sprouts and cruciferous vegetables that'll help my body like process those things. So, I guess what I like to say is just be like a scientist of your own symptoms and like, don't ignore, but like actually observe and like, and be like, you know, use them as like a positive signal from your body that like you're kind of figuring out what it needs.
All right, Allie. So we always end our episodes with a final question called the greenish goal.
What is one goal that you recommend our listeners set, from mental health to founding a company to mastering your wealth?
Well, I'm going to go back to my joy comment. I would just say, find your things that bring joy. And what is that? How I describe joy is that like childlike excitement. And that can be like, that can be a self-care practice, that can be a class you take, it can be anything, but just like find those things that like really you feel just like truly happy, not forever, but like in the moment, and just try to do more of them.
I love that. Ali, thank you so much for speaking with us today. We appreciate the candid conversation, and we hope everyone listening did too.
We had an absolute blast getting to know you, Ali, and you are such an inspiration to so many people, and I'm so, so glad we got to speak to you today.
Oh, yeah, it was so nice, so fun. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode.
You can find anything we mentioned today linked in our show notes.
And if you want more, make sure to go to our website at www.agreenishlife.com.
And don't forget, we release new episodes every other Friday. We'll see you next time on Greenish.